The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm delighted to introduce Peter Watson, a man I'm always very happy to see because he makes me look funny, basically.
Well, there you go. I thought you don't you do that yourself?
Not as I've fallen into that one.
I'm sorry, I just went for the open goal. Yeah, yeah.
I can see why you were a professional comedian.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, so Watson's Wi-Fi. What was Wi-Fi this week?
Yeah, well, okay, so there's macro stuff, mainly on, you know, interest rates across the pond as well as over here. Some company stuff with regards to some quite high-profile changes in terms of chief execs. And then the theme for this week, again, actually same as last time, really, but more of the same of UK consumer. And, you know, we've got some ONS stats, we've got some DFS profit warnings, Mulberry Joy. It's all going
selling
on.
Selling it to me, aren't
you? Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. So on the macro front, obviously US interest rate hike, everyone was expecting that. Second rate rise this year. Some talk of it, of there being another one at the end of this year. And, you know, the fact is that their inflation, you know, balancing inflation and stuff is something that sort of people are talking about. But, you know, anyway. Then there was positive news for Eurozone employment. Eurostat figures came out and they were saying that employment had improved by 0.4%, which is very good for people like, for instance, Emmanuel Macron, who appears to be enjoying a very nice sort of honeymoon period at the moment post his election. There's the more elections on Sunday. And it looks at the moment like he's going to do extremely well, and that's going to mean that his very forthright employment reforms are going to be potentially easier to put through.
He's actually come up with some policies.
Well, broadly, yes.
The only one was just, you know, it's cool to go around with an older wife. I mean, I think
that's right. Yeah.
It's the only thing that he's actually come up with.
That's right. Oh, wasn't there that €500 to give out to people so that they could enjoy cultural things or whatever? I thought that was him. But anyway, yes.
I'm sure that'll be on.
I mean, that does sound. Yeah.
No, they do. That's what they give to Greeks.
Right,
that's
yes.
That's the Greek debt thing. You just hand people money.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So they don't need the Eurozone.
That's right. Give us. But anyway, I mean, he's enjoying a great time. Obviously, it's going to be very difficult for him, ultimately, because of the power of the unions in France. And as you said, you know, in terms of details of policies, that's all got to be hammered out. So, he'll get a majority, so he's given himself the best chance. But how he will get these things through, I don't know.
He's going to use the Justin Trudeau method, where he's just so handsome, people just say, yes, well, whatever you say.
Right, okay.
Something I do all the time.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that. I was just going to say, does it work for you? Yeah. So, anyway, the other thing, of course, is yesterday, UK interest rates remained unchanged. But the main headline there is that it was a 5-3 vote. So it's looking more like there might be a tipping in the balance in favour of an interest rate hike. I think the next meeting's August, so we'll just have to see. I mean, obviously, inflation.
What if there'd been a vote, but Mark Carney would just say, no, I don't, you know, I'm the boss, go away.
Indeed. He voted for keeping it unchanged, and there were three people, the other three people were, not going for it. But anyway. So there's that. Then in company stuff, very interestingly this week, General Electric chief exec Jeff Immelt, after 16 years at the helm, he's leaving August 31st as a chief exec and as the chairman on December the 31st to be replaced by GE veteran John Flannery, who's been there for a reasonably impressive 30 years. I guess with something that's, I mean, I suppose there'd be a lot of people who'd think it would be great if they got an outsider in to sort it out. But then again, I guess the size of GE and its complexity, maybe it is a good thing that they do have someone from the inside. But he's been groomed for it anyway for ages. So
there's nothing to do, really. I mean, GE just, you know, just moves along itself. I mean, it's just like an oil tanker. You don't actually have to do much, do you?
Yeah.
But you don't tell people that, obviously. But
no.
Management, but
There you go. And then after that, we've got Uber's chief exec. I mean, Uber's been all over the news recently. Pretty much everything you look at is negative about them. So the chief exec, Travis Kalanick, he is on indefinite leave. I imagine. Sure.
Why?
Well, because poor lad's burnt out, isn't he? I mean, he's only 40. He's a mere slip of a lad at 40, isn't he? He's having trouble. He's been on YouTube ranting away at taxi drivers and stuff. So, and I guess it's all just part of this whole. Maybe they're trying to salvage something in terms of PR for the company, because it's all been negative.
Leaving is just like. That's not good either. That's probably the same worse.
He's not leaving, is he? He's on indefinite leave, so he could come back.
So he could come back. The Lloyds CEO, he left as well, didn't he? Then we found out why he left.
Yes.
And he came back.
Exactly. Exactly. So you know, he's coming back, or at some point maybe. Anyway, so that was quite interesting. I don't know what they're going to do next in terms of trying to turn things around in PR, because they're such an easy target. But we'll just have to see. And then the other thing was Apple confirming the worst kept secret ever, that they are in fact working on driverless cars after keeping everything under wraps all the time.
Well, they just have normal cars.
They could.
Just get that right, because the driverless thing just doesn't work, does it? I mean, it just crashes into things. It's just no use.
At the moment.
It's like Tiger Woods or something. I mean, it just doesn't.
But the thing is, Apple will make it look nice. It'll work, and they'll make everyone pay twice as much for it than whatever else is on the market, which has gone down the storm so far. So.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, Project Titan just confirmed it, and you know, quite interesting. But the real story is Apple, you know, bringing out the new phone. But that's not for another couple of months yet. Then the theme for this week was talking about the UK consumer. So the Office for National Statistics published figures yesterday showing sales volumes fell by 1.2% on the month. Now that growth rate's at the slowest rate for 4 years. It's just the latest depressing stat in a slew of depressing stats. I mean, saw the other day that wages were only up, going up by a rate of 1.7% versus inflation at 2.9%. So it's all looking pretty tricky. DFS came out with a profit warning yesterday. Share price was down something like 20% or something. I mean, I would argue, I mean, judging, I haven't actually bought a sofa from DFS.
Looking at one now.
Judging from the TV advert, they don't look very they don't look great. So I don't know whether it's a DFS problem or if it's a consumer problem not wanting to buy big ticket items. I think it's probably the latter with a bit of the former. But that was quite interesting yesterday. They're blaming it on economic uncertainty.
It's so expensive. I'm looking at the Madden sofa bed. It's £799.
Right.
And then there's a pop-up that says, "Hi, welcome to Dreams," because it's dreams.co.uk.
Okay. Are you being sponsored?
I can help you find your perfect bed.
Right. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does actually.
It does sound like a dream come true, quite in fact.
£7.99 is just a bit too much.
yes, of course.
Take off like one of the numbers there, and I feel much better.
Yes, yes. No, it's all good. So obviously, you know, that's a bit of a nightmare, but it's not all a nightmare on the high street. So you've got Mulberry, which has done really well, 21% jump in profits. That is due to them concentrating on affordable luxury. Now, the previous CEO, you know, put their bags, tried to go for the top end. Bags that took £2,000 a pop didn't work very well. New CEO's changed it around, and it's looking good.
What is affordable? Under 1,000?
I thought it was something up to about 600 or 800 pounds, which, you know, still is
actually
like quite a lot of money.
I actually went into a Mulberry in Heathrow Airport.
Did you? Did you?
It was $7.99 again.
Brilliant. And so, what do you think, bag or sofa?
It was too much.
Yeah. No.
It was too much too.
But there you go. And then Ted Baker has been brilliant. Ted Baker's been brilliant, actually. So 14% rise in revenues. They're doing well overseas. It's all going well. They're hitting all the targets. And we got Inditex as well, which I think is a great company. You know, they're the ones that own Zara, Pull & Bear, Bershka and Massimo Dutti. And they're just doing really well.
I'm wearing a Zara jacket here.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Very, very, very forward-thinking of you.
89 quid.
There you go. You can't say fairer than that, can you? But really, I really like this company. I think that their strategy of keeping their manufacturing close to where they're selling the goods is really good, and it means that they can go from design to, up in the shops in a matter of weeks. Which I don't know why the competitors don't really try to pursue that. Everyone else is going to Asia, but you know, I think that they clearly does very well for them. So they continue to do well. So there you go.
They've got celebrities also endorsing their products.
Celebrities such as yourself, A-listers.
That's right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay. Yeah. So is that all you've got for us this week, or is there just one final?
Well, there are a couple of bits at the end. I mean, obviously, we are going into Father's Day. Father's Day coming up on Sunday, so something unusual, which I thought hopefully we can show you. So this is a sniff and scratch card, where if you want to sniff and scratch the belly of a dog or a cat and you miss that smell, that comforting smell, you can now do so via a card if you can't get to a dog or a cat. The look on your face would suggest that you're a big fan.
No, I'm just wondering, is that actually a Father's Day present, or is that, it's more a Mother's Day present?
Well, I don't know. Well, hey, you know, I mean, absolutely.
These days you can't make such.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We can't make such assumptions. And then the other thing, of course, is, we're in the summer now, and this is something that I think that could catch on, perhaps. You told me recently that you are quite hairy. So I don't know whether it was you that modelled for this, but...
I actually thought I was looking in the mirror there.
Right.
I actually thought, you know...
I mean, can you see those?
Especially the right one, the right-hand side, because that really is... That's actually me. I did actually model for this.
Really?
Yes.
Right. I mean, you know, certainly eye-catching, I think, and unusual. Maybe something that might catch on in Saint-Tropez, beaches of Saint-Tropez, or Copacabana, perhaps, but certainly something...
More Brighton, I would say.
Really, yes.
Yeah, I think it's more a Brighton look.
Right, okay. Okay.
So I will be sporting that
in a few
weeks' time.
Good.
Well, on that note, Peter Watson, you know, you have been, after putting me down with the opening comment, you've actually been quite entertaining. Peter Watson from Watson's Wi-Fi, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for your time.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.